Works from well-known French artists are part of a traveling exhibition organized by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. Van Gogh, Monet, Degas, and their times features works from the 19th and 20th centuries. It is currently on display at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Mark Scala is chief curator at the Frist and says many of the artists will be familiar to a lot of visitors.
The exhibition of French paintings from the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts is in some ways a cross-section of French art as it evolved from Romanticism through Impressionism to Post-Impressionism all the way up to Cubism. So we do see some of the giants of French art. We see Courbet and Delacroix and Monet and Picasso. So it's really exciting to see these wonderful works by these artists.
Scala adds that the exhibition gives us a glimpse into the tastes of the original collectors, philanthropists Paul and Bunny Mellon.
They chose works that are oftentimes small, that are maybe even a sketchy sort of representation of something rather than a finished work by that artist, but they're all exquisite. They're all really beautiful. There's a kind of a visual poetry. And I was just talking to somebody about, well, where would they have had these in their homes? And even the question makes you think about, well, how is it that most people have art? Most people don't have an art gallery in their at the back of their house. They have works of art over the mantle or in a guest room or something like that. And it's fun to think about, you know, how did the Mellons live with these works of art? You know, what kind of pleasure did they take from seeing that absolutely beautiful Degas horse painting? You know, and so that's part of the fun, I think, of seeing a show like this.
Van Gogh, Monet, Degas, and their times is showing at the Frist simultaneously with A Sporting Vision, which highlights Paul Mellon's collection of British art. We may not think about it, but Scala says collectors play a role in how each of us views art.
The truth of the matter is that without art collectors, the museum world would be a very slender place. You know, there really wouldn't be a lot of art in museums. And it does, a show like this makes you think about that. It helps you think about, well, why are certain artists in so many museums and other artists are not? Oftentimes it's because collectors will prefer one artist over another, or they'll see that another collector has that Gauguin, so they have to have a Gauguin. And so there is the history of museum collections is very closely tied to the history of private collections.
Dr. Michael Taylor, chief curator at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, says the French and British exhibitions work well together.
I do like the fact that you can see them together. Look at the way that an artist like Edgar Degas takes on the horse theme and compare it to George Stubbs, compare it to Alfred Munnings. I think there's similarities and differences that will enhance the viewing experience for everyone who sees these exhibitions.
It may seem hard to believe, but some of the renowned artists in this exhibition were not always liked by the critics. For example,
when Degas made his sculpture of the Little Dancer, the critics were scathing. I mean, they thought she was ugly. They said her face looked like a monkey's. You know, it was just really awful, and it so disheartened him that he never showed publicly his sculpture again. He put all his sculptures away, locked them away, because he was crushed by the criticism. And it's an important lesson for artists. You know, a critic may be kind to you, or may really love your work, or they may really hate your work. And either way, you should take it with a grain of salt. You just do the work and believe in the work. And so I think that that's kind of the lesson from that story.
Where are those critics now? We've never heard of them. We've heard of Degas.
That's exactly right. I mean, the art lives. The art lives long past the life of the artist and the artist's contemporaries.
Scala reminds us that art critics are nothing new, and each of us has to decide if we're going to listen to them.
If you're trying to decide, should I go to a movie? And the critics say, well, this is a terrible movie. You know, and then you have to decide for yourself, do I believe this critic? Because this critic has his or her own perspective that shapes and informs what they're saying. But I might not agree. And we've all been to movies that have been critically panned that have been actually really good.
The works in Van Gogh, Monet, Degas, and their times offer a sensory experience with their images and color. Scala sees several standouts in the show.
There are probably about five or six paintings that I think are just delicious, that are absolutely beautiful and and sterling examples of the artist's work. And these would be some of the Degas, some of the Monets. But my favorite is actually a large painting by Rousseau, by Henri Rousseau, who is a self-taught artist. And it's a great example of his work. And his work oftentimes told stories. And the story that's told in this painting is showing a Native American struggling to the death with a gorilla in front of a jungle. So it doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's completely fantastic because, of course, there are no gorillas in North America. So it was just kind of an invention of his mind. But there's a dreamlike quality to the painting. There's a certain level of innocence and naivete that I find completely charming.
Van Gogh, Monet, Degas, and their times can be seen at the Frist Art Museum through May 5th. To learn more, visit fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.